T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The heads of colleges and universities in Illinois say it's becoming harder to get smart people from other countries to enroll or work in their institutions, and they say federal immigration policies are to blame.
There were 53,000 international students attending colleges and universities in Illinois last year. Presidents and chancellors of 29 institutions say in a letter those students contributed nearly $2 billion to the state's economy and supported more than 25,000 jobs. But the leaders say delays and denials of entry visas and H-1B visas are hurting efforts to recruit and keep the best and brightest. The letter urges Congress to expand student visa rules to give those from other countries the chance to seek permanent U.S. residency. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A pilot program designed to help food deserts in Chicago is ending.
The food delivery program FoodQ began a pilot program in 24 Chicago zip codes about a year ago, offering low-cost, healthy, prepared meals to areas without easy access to grocery stores. FoodQ was developed by Blue Cross Blue Shield. The theory was that limited healthy food options may be contributing to more ER visits and hospital stays. Residents of the 25 zip codes who go to the FoodQ site now get a message that tells them the pilot program will come to a close on March 31st. One subscriber WBBM spoke with last night said she had not been notified and was not happy to learn the program's ending. There are other zip codes that are waiting for them to come, she told us. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Five people from Chicago, including three teenagers, are now charged with a high-speed chase early Sunday that ended in a crash near the Morton Arboretum.
Mile police tried to pull over a stolen vehicle at a gas station on Ogden Avenue. Chief Ron Wilkie says the car drove off at speeds over 110 miles per hour from I-355 to westbound 88.
The officer obviously pursued them, and when they got to the bottom of the ramp, the suspect vehicle did not turn right or left. In fact, just slammed straight on into a guardrail.
Both adults and three teens, including the 15-year-old driver, are charged with aggravated possession of a stolen vehicle and aggravated fleeing and eluding. Wilkie says it's likely they're connected with other nearby crimes.
We are fairly confident they were in Naperville before they were in Lisle, and we are talking with other area police departments because we know that they were possibly connected to those as well.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The future of Amtrak will be on display in Chicago and Naperville this afternoon.
Amtrak's next-generation train, the Acela, will be passing through on the way to high-speed testing at the Transportation Technology Center near Pueblo, Colorado. It's one of 28 new Amtrak trains expected to go into service next year. They're being manufactured by Alstom in Hornell, New York. Amtrak says the new trains will accommodate 25% more passengers in spacious, high-end comfort with improved Wi-Fi, personal outlets, USB ports, and adjustable reading lights. It says the electric Acela trains are the country's fastest. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A first-of-its-kind study by local doctors shows only 1 in 10 pregnant women have good heart health.
The study from Northwestern Medicine found that only 1 in 7 pregnant women in the U.S. had what doctors consider favorable cardiovascular health. Many lacked a healthy diet or quality physical activity. Smoking, body mass index, and blood pressure also helped researchers determine cardiovascular health. Northwestern says only 5% of pregnant women involved in the study had quality health grades. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.